Welcome to Titan Talk Tuesday. I'm John Sikoris. I am the CEO and founder of Titan Medical Center. I'm coming at you guys every single week with Titan Talk Tuesdays, bringing you guys great information, talk about the therapy of the week, and answering all your questions, maybe about therapies or what you're trying to achieve physically, mentally, sexually, emotionally, whatever it is. I'm here for you guys. So thank you for everybody that's joining us in, everybody on TikTok, everybody on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, wherever you guys are at. Shoot out those questions, Facebook. Big Dog, Blue Rudy, Paul Helplin, Afi, Avillain, King, Sophia, what's going on? Frenchie, Plug Kennel, what's going on? I hope all is well. Browsers, James, how you doing? And everybody else is joining me in that maybe I didn't get to talk to or call out on here. All right, so listen, we're going to talk about a peptide therapy today for Therapy of the Week. If you guys got any questions about what type of medical center can you do for you guys, feeling better, looking better, performing better, we service nationwide. Hormone replacement therapy, medical weight loss, vitamin amino acid injectable therapies, rejuvenation detox, libido enhancers, blood work, and so much more. So whatever you guys got questions at, I'm here to answer. And let's talk about the therapy of the week this week. So the therapy of the week this week is a peptide called GHK-CU. And GHK-CU is a copper peptide. Now, this peptide is great for skin. It's great for hair, skin, nails, elasticity of skin. It's great for remodeling skin. And you're like, what is remodeling skin, John? Well, remodeling skin is changing the skin. So having wrinkles, fine lines, making the skin better, right? Promoting more collagen for the skin. It also has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties too as well. So it benefits in so many different ways, even with promoting expedited wound healing. So if you've had surgery or if you had road rash or whatever it may be, and you need to heal quicker, especially your skin, this is going to be the therapy for you. And we talk about all different types of health through these different Titan Talks and all these different videos that I do, from, you know, mental health, physical health, emotional health, sexual health. But we really never talk about one of the largest organ that the body has, and that's our skin. And it's really important to have, right? Mm-hmm. It's important to have really good skin. Nobody wants to have bad skin, whether it has a whole bunch of acne all over it or it's discolored or whatever it is. You want nice skin, vibrant skin that glows, right? So if you are a guy and you work out a ton and you want to go out to the beach or pool, you can take your shirt off and be confident about what's going on, right? Or if you're a girl, you're not having all kinds of blotchy spots, or, you know, maybe your skin doesn't look the best. Maybe you haven't taken care of your skin for your whole life. Maybe you're out in the sun all the time. It looks really wrinkly, really bad. You can change this around with GHKCU. It's so amazing, some of these different things we have out there. Kyan said, I just got my GHKCU through Titan this week. I have used it from other providers in the past and so happy it's available through Titan. That's awesome. So we have somebody that's used it, got it. And yes, Titan Medical Center is able to get you guys all the peptides still right now with everything going on from a pharmacy, not research chemical sites or anything like that. So if you guys are getting your peptides from these places, I don't know how many bad experiences that people have told me when they get their peptides from these research and chemical sites. It didn't work. I have no idea. I must have injected just water. You know, hopefully there's no infections that happen, but I have talked to people that have got some things like BPC-157 from a research chemical site, injected it, and actually caused them infection. So then they had to go to the hospital. They had to pay the hospital bill. They got a little meat cut out of them. It wasn't cool. They had to go on IV antibiotics. It's just not fun. So you guys got to, one, make sure you get it from a reputable source. Two, whether you are doing an injectable from us or somewhere else, make sure you're doing cleansing of the site. That's right. With a little bit of alcohol, making sure you're pushing away all the dirt and getting away from that so it is it's clean. So when you inject, you're not going to have anything that you're pushing inside your body, right? Because that's what a needle does. It pushes it in. I mean, I remember old school guys that I've actually talked to, that used to inject right through their clothes. I couldn't believe it. Like, why would you do that? You don't have to. Like, if you were in a situation where you had to, I guess, and that's all there is, okay, I guess maybe. But at that point, if you don't have to, don't ever do anything like that, please. 5-Amino-1 to lose the last 10 to 15 pounds. So the 5-Amino-1's good, but maybe I would use possibly MOTC. 5-Amino-1 would work, but MOTC would probably be good, right? Because, one, it's going to boost the metabolism, like It mimics exercise, like in the body, as far as that goes. And then the other one is it's going to utilize the glucose in your body for fuel. So at that point, I think that one would be a good one too. 5-Amino-1 would be a good one. And we're going to talk about that one in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be bringing that one out too as well for patients to really talk about and go over. But I think that MOTC might be a better choice for the last 10 or 15 pounds. It depends on how hard it is, you know, getting those last 10 to 15 pounds off, right? Have you hit a plateau or anything else going on? Because we could possibly look at some other things too to hit those 10 or 15 pounds, and depending on how fast you want to do it too as well, okay? Good response, JB, though, for sure. Who else we got here? Caroline, what's going on? Trey, what's going on? How you doing, Caroline? I hope all is well. Frenchie Plug Kennel, what could you do to help tighten up loose skin? So this is a pretty good one right here. So GHKCU, the one that peptide that we're talking about right now, would work. Now, it's not going to just automatically, magically tighten your skin off the first injection. This is going to take some time, weeks to maybe a couple months to help. Now, it will help. Now, if you're looking for more of a short-term answer, maybe to get you through some of the different things, and I don't know how loose of skin or how much skin you have, but the Titan fat burning cream that will actually tighten the skin and help with elasticity for short term. So it could help for a couple hours. If you want to maybe go outside, take your shirt off, go in the pool, whatever it is, this could possibly help with that. But you're definitely going to look at something like a GHRH, like a growth hormone releasing hormone peptide, to raise IGF-1 levels. Cause you know, as we age, those levels start decreasing and going down. And that's when everything starts withering, deteriorating, right? As hormones start depreciating or start going down in decline, and that's all of them, then, you know, that's when we start getting the negative side effects of everything happening after that. And that could be, you know, bad skin, elasticity can be bad, hair's not as good, brittle, fingernails brittle, you know, your muscle mass has went down, you know, I mean, you're gaining more weight, and in some places you never gained weight before. So those are just some of the things you need to look at. Jim Elliott, what's going on, Jim? I hope all is well, and I know Sharice was taking care of you. I've been following that personally. Christian, what's going on? Strength Dad's in the house. Caroline said, what are the after effects and side effects of this med? So there's no side effects. There's no side effects when you stop it. There's no side effects when you take it. The only side effect they do say is, you know, because these are common side effects. It might cause irritation to the skin. You might get an allergic reaction from the injection site. They say nausea, diarrhea, but I mean, I never got that. I don't think a lot of patients have ever got anything like that, but that is one of the common side effects for most drugs that you're going to take or inject. All right. Vicky, what's going on? B-Fit, what's going on? JB, thanks for answering. I don't do well with stimulant style supplements. So MOTC is not a stimulant. So it doesn't work like that. It actually works with your own body and using your glucose as energy. So it's not a stimulant like an ECA stack plus where it's going to get the heart rate moving and you're going to be feeling that. It's not like that at all. It's more of a natural effect, and that's what you do want. You want more of a natural effect, but you know, I think that would be a good one. But listen, the 5-Amino-1 would possibly be a good one too as well. I just don't know about it working as well. That's my only question about it. Coaching Brody by Rodney, what's going on? Drago, what's going on? Sandy, what's going on? Everybody out there, what's going on? Annette, how you doing? Any other questions in the places, please shoot them off for me. If not, we can move on. So GHKCU is the peptide therapy of the week. It's $275. You get $25 off. So take advantage of it. All right. Test shots once a week versus two or more. So it really depends on the ester that you're taking. But if you were taking cypionate or enanthate, I would usually take it 2 times a week. I would split the dose. So if you're supposed to take 200 milligrams a week, I would do 100 milligrams on one day. I'll give you an example. This is what my regimen is, so you guys know. So on Monday is when I take half of my medication. I take 300 milligrams a week. That's what my dose percentage is. So at that point, I take 150 on Monday, and I take 150 on Thursday. It's split. It's even keel. I go up and stay up. What's going on, Antonio? One life to live. What's going on, brother? Hope all is well. So, you know, that's really the way to do it, right? If you're going up and staying up, instead of taking the one shot on one day, and then it's going through the whole week, and then you start going until the next shot, you're like, oh, thank God. Then it starts feeling normal again. And then, so you're playing a wicked game with your body as far as up and down. Don't do that. Stay up, be even keel the whole time. That's the best way to do it, in my opinion, and for most of our patients. You know, there are some people out there that are they're just doing the subcutaneous injection every day. I wouldn't do that, but, you know, at that point, if they want to do that and they feel better, levels are looking all right, I'm not going to say no. That's not a bad way to do it, but at that point, I just wouldn't do it. I don't think it's optimal, and I think there's more irritation in the skin and more likely a bruising because you got to inject every single day like that, and it's not fun to do. And the viscosity, I mean, it's thick, so it's going to be harder to push through a needle even if you use an insulin pen, all right? John, thanks for everything, man. Your wife is the best. Getting blood work done tomorrow. Looking forward to a long relationship with Titan. We are too. I'm, like I said, you know, we're not perfect, but at that point, we will make it right with anybody out there. And we like to be as perfect as possible. But nobody is perfect, right? Everybody's got some sort of flaw or something happens. But the whole point of this is not to have these things happen majority of the time. If there's a little oops, that's fine. But at that point, somebody's going to get spanked and learn their lesson. And then hopefully we'll not reiterate or redo that lesson. So hopefully we're going to take care of you. I know we are. And I'll make sure of it for sure. Me and my wife, we are very involved with what goes on with Titan Medical Center. All right. So sub-Q or IM for your shots? So, hey, it's me, Beast. I would definitely do IM. Sub-Q, I don't like to do sub-Q. You have to take sub-Q shots more often. This can cause more bruising, like I was just talking about. And I think IM is just a better way. Just my opinion. I might be old school, but I've always taken IM. I have tried the subcutaneous route. You know, when patients start asking about this, and they were asking about this like 8 years ago, 9 years ago, and, you know, I was like, well, let me see, right? Let me see what this new hype is all about. So I started doing it. And testosterone oil is not supposed to go subcutaneous. It's a thick oil at that point. It's not water-based, and it's going to go in there, and it's going to stay in there and can irritate the area. So that was what I got from it. And like I said, bruising can happen more often if you're injecting those sites more often. So at that point, I just don't like it. But if that's what you like and it's working for you, then I'm not going to say no against it, for sure. Definitely not. Mary, how you doing? Tampa Paragon, what's up? Moe the Winnie, what's going on? How you guys doing? Evan Owens, thanks for joining us. Fat Paul P, what's going on? All right, so let's talk about one of my topics. What's going on? Keith the Titan in the house. Hope all is well, Keith. A long time, brother. Hope all is good. All right, so if there's any other questions, shoot them out. Anything is on the board, man, so let's talk about it. Whatever you guys want to talk about, let's do it. But let's talk about health-wise, what's going to make you feel the best, look the best, perform the best in any way, shape, or form, or talk about hormones or anything else. Compton in the house. I like it. All right, so let's talk about this topic while you guys come up with a good question for me. What's the best fruit for weight loss? Dietarian shares their number one pick. So I went through this, and, you know, I didn't know what it was going to be off the bat. Was it going to be a banana, right? Because banana has great potassium, has this good stuff. Was it going to be, I don't know, was it going to be pineapple? Was it going to be oranges, right? Because of vitamin C and all that good stuff. But the one that topped the cake here, and, you know, this is so true with the old sayings, right, was an apple. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, right? That was the old saying. And this saying is true with the apple. So apple is the number one pick for weight loss for many reasons. So an apple has 5 grams of fiber. And fiber is key for weight loss, and it's key for colon health. I'm learning this as I get older and experiences I'm dealing with my family. So fiber is something that you need to have in your diet, 100%, whether you supplement fiber or you're eating apples, right? They have 5 grams of fiber. It has a mix of soluble and insoluble fibers. Both are needed for health. Both soluble fibers help regulate your appetite by delaying gastric emptying. So this can make you feel fuller for longer extended periods of time. The other thing is it's crunchy, right? Some fruit's not crunchy. You eat it down, you swallow it. With this, it is crunchy, so you're chewing on it more. It's going to help as far as make you feel fuller for a longer extended period of time by doing that too as well. And it has a number of different benefits along with that. So apples are the way to go. If you're looking for the best fruit for weight loss, then apples are the way to go. All right, so we got another question here. Oh, Keith Titan gave me a number one gifter badge. I appreciate that. Thank you, guys. Javi, do you have to do clomiphene with TRT? So with us, you're going to do an add-back therapy. So if you're doing testosterone, you're going to have two other components with you as a male. One, you're going to take an aromatized inhibitor. That dose can change with whoever it is and where the levels are at. That's up to the provider. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to have some sort of gonadal support, something for your testicles not to shrink, not for you to produce low serum production. No negative effects. We want all the positive effects with no or slim to no side effects. So at that point, that is why you would be on. And clomiphene, testosterone, and aromatized inhibitor, it's usually a natural. Yep. Oh, I appreciate it, Keith. Man, I want a psychic like Ronnie Coleman, sir. You want a physique? A physique like Ronnie Coleman? Well, there's going to be a lot of hard work. I hope you have some great genetics. And you're ready to eat, and you're ready to sleep, and you're ready to train a lot, because that is what it takes. And even people that do all those different things and present chemical warfare in their body never reach that physique. So it's a great goal to have. It's a great dream to have. And maybe you might accomplish it. And I hope you do, right? But if you do accomplish it, make sure you do it in a healthy way. Even when you look at poor Ronnie Coleman now, who's a legend, okay? Look at what he's going through and the surgeries on his back and having to use a walker and all these different things. He sacrificed what he's living now for what he had then. So if you're going to reach the Olympia stage and win it 8 times, that's one thing I guess you could sacrifice. Say, hey, listen, I did this and I'm one of the best. But if you're never going to hit that Olympia stage, you just want to be an old guy, broken down, beat up, with no recognition because you never hit that plateau or that peak, I guess, not even plateau, that peak, it's not really worth it. Your health is. Take care of yourself. Be the healthiest you possibly can. Grow lean muscle, right? Do it the healthy way. And that way you'll live a lot longer too, right? And that's what it's all about, longevity. Quality of life and longevity. What up from Hawaii and the honesty? I like it. I like it. I want to go there. I want to break my human limit. So you can break your human limit for sure, 100%. That doesn't have to be done by, you know, doing crazy stuff. You can do this. Well, I guess it takes a little bit of crazy, right? Because if you're not a little bit of crazy, you're never going to want to do it. So I like that, right? I'm a little bit of crazy. I think everybody has a little bit of crazy in them, but some people just don't bring it out. And if you can bring that out, then maybe you can do it. 1 cc of test sip a week. So that's okay. Listen, if it's 200 milligrams per ml and you're taking 1 ml, which is 1 cc, what I would do is I would split that dose, right? 100 milligrams one day, 100 milligrams the next day, 3 days apart usually. Monday, Thursday, Tuesday, Friday, Wednesday, Saturday, whatever works best for you. That would probably be the best bet for you. Barbarian, what's going on? Missed you guys. The Arnold Kong invited me, but I was doing interviews for Olympia, so I got there late Friday. Sorry we missed you, man. We were there. We were doing podcasts in the vault thing. So it was really good, really cool. But I definitely would have liked to catch up with you, man. I definitely want to do this. We need to get it set up so we can do the podcast with Barbarian.
Yeah, we're ready already.
We're ready for sure?
Yeah, we've
had
a stream here, remember?
And we're set as far as my side, his side, everything like that coming in?
Yeah, all you got to do is just click the link like you did with Mike.
All right, Barbarian. Next week I'm going to be gone, but let's plan for the week afterwards. Give me a couple days. 2 weeks ahead. All right. Coach, catch me Chi-Town. I love it. Chi-Town for sure. All right. So Insane Scorpion says, if I have high cholesterol, do I need to be worried about elevated hemoglobin levels due to taking testosterone? So I wouldn't correlate either one of those like that as far as that goes. If you have high cholesterol, we need to change the nutritional program or diet program that you're on and try to make sure that we can get that cholesterol down. But hemoglobin levels and hematocrit levels and red blood cell count levels, I mean, primarily that's going to be more driven by the testosterone aromatization as far as that goes and converting. So at that point, you know, that's what I would really worry about there. But if, you know, if you're on hormone replacement or TRT or anything like that, you're going to want to do maintenance. And what I'd say by maintenance is you want to do at least 2 donations a year. And if you are converting and your hemoglobin, hematocrit, and red blood cell count are high a lot of the time, then you might want to look at possibly changing the dose. Or at that point, if you don't want to change the dose, that's fine. I would look at getting a therapeutic phlebotomy from your provider and making sure that you're on top of it and you're keeping those levels in check. Because you don't want those levels to get out of check. Because if they do, bad things can happen. So at that point, just keep it in check. You know, and at that point, talk to your provider, if it's us or whoever it is, and making sure that you're right. LinkedIn, and you're right on the same page, and we all are, right? I got another one, TikTok. Mary Whipple, watermelon. So that was another thing for me too. When I talked about the fruit, I thought watermelon was going to be up there, but it wasn't. It definitely wasn't. All right, so what else we got here? I'm in Florida this weekend for a meet and greet. Then I'll be in LA for Guy Cristiano's gym opening. Oh, nice. All right, cool. Well, you're going to be in Florida this weekend. Let me know. All right, so let's go to TikTok real quick. Mike B, TRT alone or stack it with something for muscle gains with fat loss? So you can do HRT by itself, but if you want to do something different, right, you want to gain more muscle, then, you know, regimen, IGF-1, tesamorelin, you know, MK, something like that for fat loss, ECA stack plus, semi-glutide, you know, MOT-C. I mean, these are some good ones that will help. And you can stack these with your HRT or TRT regimen, and it will help get you expedited results or even results in some different areas that you're looking to get, right? Whether it's body fat, you know, recomp, or, you know, gaining more lean muscle tissue. I mean, these are different, some of the different things that can go along with TRT or HRT to complement it, to help you get better results and more results than what you're getting right now. How does your test actually help burn stubborn fat? Good question. So testosterone doesn't burn fat, right? It's not a fat burner per se. But what it does is it boosts your metabolism. And metabolism burns fat and calories. So that's how it helps. It improves your metabolism. Now, just be on TRT or HRT doesn't mean that you're going to get skinny. Absolutely not. You have to have still a good nutritional plan, and you have to have an exercise plan. Because without these things, I mean, you're really not going to get where you want to be. You're going to feel good. You're going to have energy. But if you're not doing these things, your body's still going to stack these things on, right? It doesn't matter. If you keep filling your body full of calories, those calories, if they're not expended or used, they're going to store, and that's going to be fat. And you don't want that. So, you know, it does come down to your nutritional plan. That's the biggest thing. And then having, you know, optimal levels in your hormones, and then be able to maybe possibly utilize another tool of therapies to be able to get you to where you want to go to, right? So it's totally up to you, but that's what I would say. And St. Scorpio said, thank you. You guys are awesome. I appreciate it. I appreciate all you guys joining me on here and talking and bringing up your questions. It helps so many people out there. So I'm all about it. All right. Speaking of weight loss, let's talk about the next topic. Experimental weight loss pill twice as effective as Ozempic, which is semaglutide. This was pretty cool. And the developers of this are the exact same developers of Ozempic. And this is going to be twice as effective as a shot. And this is in an oral pill form. Now, when you take semaglutide or tirzepatide, like Ozempic, Mounjaro, or anything like that, right? It's a once a week injection. So that means you inject yourself once a week and you're good to go. With this, you'll have to take this more often, but you won't have to do any injections. Which, with the insulin needle doing once a week injections, it's nothing. It's virtually painless. Everybody that does it, like, man, this was nothing. But the pill will be a lot easier to take. Now, you have to be more consistent and maybe think about being more consistent and not miss out on doses. But the results are staggering, where, you know, over a 3-month time span, you know, you would only lose 6% of your total body weight, which is a good amount, on Ozempic. And with this pill, you will lose 13%. That's more than double. That's astonishing, crazy results, right? So that's really, really cool to talk about. It really is. And, you know, with this, you know, they're saying that other benefits might come along, just like with Ozempic and stuff like that, with cardiovascular health and such. So I'm really interested in this. And it doesn't work just like the GLP-1 antagonist. So semaglutide, Ozempic, GLP-1, right, antagonist, glucagon-like peptide 1 antagonist. So this actually, it actually does that, right? It has the GLP-1. And then it targets another hormone. And it's called amylin. And at that point, it's really cool. And even this drug, it's called like amlaseprin. Let me get the name of this drug for you guys. It's in there for sure. I have it here too as well. It is called amycretin. Amycretin. There it is. Amycretin. 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 Whatever else. But at this point, this is what the drug's called. And it actually, like I said, targets amylin, which is another hormone in the body, and it has a GLP-1 antagonist. So it's going to work even better than its previous predecessors. Semaglutide, tirzepatide, and now amycretin is coming. So we're waiting on this one as far as the FDA approval, but they see that coming very shortly. So we will see how this goes, and when it gets released, I will let you guys know, and it will be a part of our weight loss treatment programs. So at that point, we're bringing everything cutting edge to you guys. I'm always looking for great stuff. One-on-One Fitness LLC said, do you have an office in Boca Raton? So no, we don't have an office in Boca Raton, but we service nationwide. So wherever you guys are at, we can service you with all of our different services, except for IVs. We can service you guys with hormone replacement therapy, medical weight loss, vitamin amino acid injectables, rejuvenation detox, peptides, libido enhancers, blood work, whatever it is. And you don't have to be on HRT or TRT to get any of our other therapies. You can just sign up for ECA Stack Plus. You didn't want peptides. That's fine. Libido enhancers, that's great. You just want blood work to see where you're at. Cool. No problem. We got you guys. We're here for you guys. So at that point, you guys can decide what you guys need, and we can take care of it for you guys. Real simple, real easy. Our medical providers via video consultation, it's recorded. You can see them. They can see you. You guys can talk for up to 45 minutes to an hour. I mean, it's really, really in-depth as far as that goes. We take this very serious. We take your health very serious, and we want to do the best for our patients we possibly can. So at that point, you guys are happy, and you guys are happy with Titan Medical Center. And, you know, might tell somebody about it. If you guys are happy with one of your Titan Medical Center programs, please tell somebody about it. Tell somebody about your positive experience if you had one. Tell them how we can help you and share the knowledge with people so they can get the help that they need. So they can be their best too as well. All right. Do I have to use chemicals to become a bodybuilder, or is there a way to be natural? Are you trying to troll me or what? So I'll be nice. All right. So do you have to use chemicals to be a bodybuilder? Absolutely not. There's natural bodybuilders, real natural bodybuilders out there. Not just ones that claim to be natural and take PEDs, because I do know quite a few of those too. But at that point, and I'm not talking about Michael Hearn for any of you guys out there. But what I'm talking about here is the, you know, I mean, listen, to go to the Olympia stage, there everybody will tell you that you have to use some sort of chemicals. I don't know if that's true or not. But to be a bodybuilder, you do not have to use any chemicals. You can use what you got, your genetics, your own gut, your own fight, everything you got, utilize it. Now, if you got poor genetics, you're only going to go so far. That's what it is. That's what it's going to be. So to get past that, that's where some people do utilize some different things. If you have low hormone levels, this could be dampering your effect. And that's where I would claim to get a blood test so you can see what's going on. And at that point, be able to make an educated decision what you want to do going forward. So that's my answer to that question. I hope that's a good one for you. Everybody else, what's going on? Everybody joining us on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. How you guys doing? Shoot us out a question. All right, if you guys got any about what we do or what you guys want to achieve or what's going on. Maybe you got something to add. I don't know. All right, so this tonight, 7:30 p.m., we're going to have our 2024 Arnold Fitness Expo and Pro Gym Columbus full documentary video on YouTube. And then the 60-day Titan Transformation Challenge is still going. So if you have not joined that, you can still join it and still win. That's coming to an end here very shortly, though. So at that point, make sure you get in. Weekly poll. Do you have any trouble keeping your hair, skin, or nails healthy and vibrant? 58% of you said yes, and 42% of you said no. So that's crazy. So listen, the 58% out there are ways to be able to do this. GHKCU, injectable biotin, our hair health capsules, our hair foam. There's a lot of different ways where you can utilize being able to make your skin more healthier, more vibrant, or even be a preventative for your skin, right? And making sure you're doing the right things. So later on in life, it doesn't become crappy skin, cracked skin, dry skin. You want to have the best options, and these are the best options for you guys. Upcoming Titan-sponsored events, March 30th, April 27th, May 25th. We will be in Orlando for the NBC IBB Pro Class League Series. We'll be down there. I can't wait. It's going to be a new these are new shows for us to be in this year. But I think it's going to be great. I can't wait to be there, and I can't wait to see all the great competitors. And it's great. It's right in Orlando, right over Neck of the Woods. After that, we've got 8-1 to 8-3 for the Titan Medical Tampa Pro. Can't wait for that. Big shout to Tim Gardner. 10-10 through 10-13 will be in Las Vegas for Mr. Olympia. And we come back that next weekend for Hurricane Pro. Oh, my gosh. That's going to be crazy. So Hurricane Pro right afterwards. And then after that, we have another Clash League Series, All South Championships in Orlando on 11-2. And then we're going to have more stuff coming after that. So get your calendars open and be ready to write in some different dates because we've got more coming for you. All right. So Tom Dollaride said, I'm almost 57. Dog ass tired all the time on TRT. Is there more I can do? I work out all the time. So Tom, my first question is, so if you're on TRT, are you checking estradiol levels and where are those at? That would be my first thing. Because if your estradiol levels are high, or even possibly too low if you're taking something, that can make you be tired. The next thing, vitamin D levels. We don't talk about that enough. Vitamin D is not a vitamin. Vitamin D is a hormone, so you guys know that. And it regulates a lot of different things. It can help with energy throughout the day. It can help with testosterone levels, renal levels, at your kidneys. So there's a lot of different things with vitamin D. So make sure that you're getting ample vitamin D, and you can blood test to make sure you're good there. Because a lot of people, including your boy right here, can be deficient in vitamin D. Even me living in the state of Florida, getting sunshine all the time. I mean, I'm not white. I mean, I'm tan all the time. So at that point, it's crazy that it doesn't convert in the body. Maybe, I don't know why. But at that point, you want to look at that. Now, there is things that you can take, Tom, for sure, that is going to get that energy up and moving and grooving. Our ECA Stack Plus is definitely going to get you feeling great. It's going to burn fat. It's going to give you an euphoric feeling. That's definitely a good one. Another one is, you know, maybe Tesamorelin. I mean, that might be good. I mean, even MOTC. Able to utilize your glucose for energy. I mean, these are some of the different ones, but if I had to pick the most inexpensive way that we have, I would be your ECA Stack Plus. But I still would want you to check your vitamin D levels and your estradiol levels just to make sure they're good. And if you're on TRT, hopefully they're testing total and free testosterone levels because those both correlate and it makes a big difference if one's off, okay? And that's it, guys. That is it. That's all I have for you guys. So thank you guys again for tuning in to Titan Talk Tuesday. I went a little bit earlier than I was supposed to today, but I wanted to get it in as fast as possible for you guys, make sure I covered everything, and I had ample time to do so. So I did. It's 6:01 when I'm originally supposed to be going on. So I hope all these people that are coming on at 6 o'clock are not upset with me. If you missed it, don't worry. It's going to be on social media platforms. You guys can watch it. And make sure you guys tune in tonight, 7:30 p.m., for the grand reveal of our awesome Ohio trip for the Arnold Expo and Pros Gym events. We will see you guys next Tuesday. I appreciate you guys. I'm John, CEO of Titan Medical Center. I'm here for you guys all the time, every Tuesday, to answer your questions, concerns, or talk about new therapies, or share information I think is going to be beneficial for you guys and your health. So I'll see you guys next Tuesday. I appreciate you guys, and I'm out.